The question was asked, what intention does one have to have when performing a mitzvah? So we're supposed to have intention, I'm hereby performing a mitzvah. If it's a biblical mitzvah, a person should have in mind, I'm doing the mitzvah as the Torah tells me. If it's a rabbinic mitzvah, a person should have in mind, I'm doing the mitzvah. The Torah says I should listen to the sages, and the sages told me to do this mitzvah. So let's go through our day, okay? We wake up in the morning. We're going to make all the blessings of praise, thanking Hashem that He gives us the capacity to see. And all those blessings are rabbinic institutions, so I'm doing a rabbinic mitzvah and thanking Hashem for the ability to see, the ability to walk, the ability to sense the difference between night and day, etc. Prayer is a rabbinic mitzvah. Again, washing my hands is a rabbinic mitzvah. I'm doing rabbinic. Putting on tefillin is biblical. So before I put on tefillin, I should have in mind I'm doing the biblical mitzvah of putting on tefillin. Saying Kriya Shema in prayer is a biblical mitzvah. So have in mind I'm doing the biblical mitzvah. Putting on a talis is a biblical mitzvah. Putting on tzitzit is a biblical mitzvah. So when we do the biblical mitzvah, we have to have in mind I'm doing a biblical mitzvah. Now after the davening, Birkat Kohanim for the Kohen is a biblical mitzvah. After davening, let's say, you're going to learn, that's a biblical mitzvah. Then you're going to eat, washing your hands before the bread, making a blessing on the bread or on the food items is rabbinic. Making a blessing after bread is biblical. So here you have a broader picture.
Haircut, preparing for the Sabbath or for Yom Tov?
That's a good question. It's a good question. Certain aspects of preparation, generally it's going to be rabbinic. Most preparations for Shabbat are rabbinic. Cutting your hair is technically rabbinic. It's not really rabbinic. It's nothing. But when you cut your hair and you're careful not to cut off your peyot, so you're really doing a biblical mitzvah. You're cutting in a way which fulfills the biblical prohibition not to cut off the peyot.
Okay.